You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about holiday accommodation. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, each speaker's first impression of the accommodation. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Speaker 1.
When we arrived at the holiday villa we were renting in Spain, we were thrilled with it. We'd flown over some spectacular mountains on the way in, and even though the land wasn't so high where the house was, when we had our first glimpse of it sitting there on the hill, we thought it was breathtaking. You wouldn't call it beautiful. It was a bit too rocky and treeless, but the way it was situated certainly made an impact. One disadvantage was that there were no shops nearby. Despite that, it wasn't quiet. There was a lot of agricultural work going on in the fields.
Speaker 2.
We stayed in this amazing hotel in Italy last year. It was my family's first time abroad, and my sister and I were excited about it. We knew the hotel was in this village, so we were expecting it to be quiet. But actually, we got to know loads of people our age when we hung out. It took half an hour to walk from one side of the hotel to the other. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but when we arrived, we were like, wow, this place is huge. The rooms were pretty good, though in the picture online, it showed them with cool TVs and there wasn't one in mine.
Speaker 3.
A group of us rented an apartment in Mexico last summer. We'd spent ages searching for just the right thing with enough bedrooms and outside space. When we opened the door after an exhausting journey, nothing could have prepared us for how luxurious it felt. The photos certainly didn't match up to how lovely it was. I slept incredibly well in my cozy bed. There could have been a few more home comforts, a hairdryer or kitchen stuff, and while our neighbours in the apartment next door were friendly, we didn't see much of anyone else around. That was probably a good job. We were rather noisy at times.
Speaker 4. I love camping and my dad and I go every school holiday. We've got all our own gear, but this one time we decided to go to this awesome campsite where everything's already set up for you. As soon as we walked in, we were like, yeah, this is exactly what we wanted. A really cool spot right on the lakeside where you could go swimming. Perfect for us. We still should have taken some stuff. There weren't many cooking utensils and it was pretty basic. I'm not usually bothered when places are a bit noisy. I didn't expect to be kept awake half the night by other people's music, though. Speaker 5.
We were really impressed by the cottage we rented out on holiday a couple of weeks ago. We didn't know a lot about the area, though it looked stunning on the website. It was nice. I think the website photographer must have used some interesting angles to get those particular shots, though. What was immediately remarkable was the silence. I slept like a baby. The only thing we felt let down by was nobody coming to meet us when we arrived. We'd expected the owners to be there. They'd sounded really friendly when we arranged the accommodation on the phone, so that was strange. Anyway, we had a great time.